This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungekar. The head of the Missouri State Highway Patrol told House budget writers today that it was his decision to pursue spending $5.6 million on a new airplane for the patrol's fleet of aircraft. Colonel Ron Replogle says the King Air 250 will be used for drug interdiction and other law enforcement operations, as well as for flying the governor to public appearances. GOP House member Jeff Grismore asked Replogle which would happen more often, law enforcement missions or executive use.
I don't have that in front of me. I would estimate it to be probably 70-30, somewhere in that vicinity.
70% patrol use?
No, the reverse.
Okay, reverse, okay.
That particular aircraft.
House Budget Committee members also want to question the chief of the governor's acting office of administration about the airplane purchase. Some Midwestern rivers that were near record lows are now on the verge of flooding after storms dumped up to 3 inches of rain, giving a boost to drought-ravaged waterways. Storms yesterday and today caused scattered damage in parts of the Midwest and South, but they also brought badly needed rain. The St. Louis area got up to 2 inches of rain, and rainfall amounts in southern Missouri were closer to 3 inches. The National Weather Service today predicted minor flooding at some smaller rivers in Missouri. Hydrologist Mark Fuchs said it's unlikely any significant flood damage will occur. Meanwhile, the Middle Mississippi River that was approaching record low levels is expected to rise several feet. The University of Missouri Police Department has announced the resolution of a murder case that took place in an MU parking garage 8 years ago. KBIA's Alexandra Olgan has the story.
MUPD Chief Jack Watring started a news conference this morning by reading a statement from the family of the slain MU professor, Jong H. M.
We are very relieved and grateful for the resolution of the case. This brings closure on the tragedy to our family, as well as the University of Missouri and Columbia communities.
MU police have determined Timothy Aaron Hogue is responsible for the murder of M on January 7, 2005. Police found M in the trunk of his burned car with a stab wound to the chest. The car was on the third level of the Maryland Avenue parking garage. On August 9th of last year, Hogue committed suicide by jumping off a parking garage in Columbia. Police say over the past 8 years, more than 300 leads were followed with no headway in the case until this past December. That's when MUPD received the tip, which led them to match the touch DNA from Hogue to the DNA from the crime scene. MUPD Captain Brian Weimer says that led the police to Hogue.
The information that we received in December, along with once Hogue was identified and his associates, allowed us to contact the other witness that we talked to, the witness that had actually brought the gasoline and been with him on the day.
Police do not know of a motive for the murder and believe Hogue acted alone. However, the case is still open because officials hope to receive more information. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.